Boy, great afternoon. I'm really enjoying being up here at the 21st Amendment up on 2nd Street in San Francisco, Generation Alive, their annual charity event. Therese Vignales here, Carmen Q, Adam Copeland, and me and Jeremy Affeldt. Yeah. Great to see you. Thanks for jumping in with Boach before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was very good what you said about him. But tell us a little bit about the event. It's your moment to let everyone know what's going on.
Yeah, you know, it's our sixth event here. It's sixth sellout, actually. We've sold out, and usually our last year was our biggest record. We raised $250,000 in about 4 hours, so it was a pretty good amount of money, and this place packs it out. The players make it happen, though. I'm nervous. This year I was nervous because I didn't know if Farhan was going to trade the whole team. And I got, like, nobody coming to the event, you know? So I was kind of a little nervous about that. And then he started releasing some guys. And I was like, hey, do me a favor. Maybe release them, like, tomorrow. Because I need to have some guys around. So but I was pumped. I mean, they showed up. They had a great time. What up, man? I'm saying hi to Lee
Buster.
Posey, man.
Yeah.
What up, stud? So, yeah. So, you know, Buster just showed up for me, man. And he's... he's a good dude, man. I appreciate Buster and appreciate his time. And Pablo shows up. Pomeranz all of a sudden shows up. It's funny because you talk to all these guys and you don't know who's going to show up. And then other guys show up that you even know is going
to
show up.
Do you try to guilt the young guys? Like, I saw Yastrzemski walking in. Like, does he think this is mandatory? Like,
well,
he's gotta
I kind of looked at him. I said, I need you to be at this event, man. And he's like, oh, okay, what's that? And I'm like, well, it's up a couple blocks, and it'd be good for you to be around, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, when he hit the walk-off, you're like, he's probably going to big league me. You know, you really don't know. And then all of a sudden he showed up, man, and it was great. And I was so appreciative of these guys, and they have a good time. And it was family day today, too, so I was kind of panicking. I'm like, oh, that kind of cans all the other family guys that are going to come up because they're out. And then we're 12 innings. I'm like, oh, man. I mean, so you got 12 innings, family day, the event, and you're just taking deep breaths, but they all showed up, man. And Pablo was the first guy here, and it was pretty awesome. And I appreciate those guys, and thankful for all those guys showing up for me. It was really, really awesome. So,
well, new guys usually don't know any better, so they just know to go where they're told.
Exactly. Hold on one second.
He's stepping by to say
goodbye. Speaking of new guys.
Saying goodbye to Sean Anderson and Tyler Peter walking out of the event.
All right, this is good. It's live rant. Therese, go ahead. You can ask me a question.
You want me to ask you a question?
Go ahead. I'll be Jeremy.
Marty, what was your highlight from today's game?
Well, my highlight today was seeing the bullpen come in for 7 innings, two-hit ball, and threatening in certain situations, and that bullpen got it done today. 7 innings, two-hit ball. And as Bruce Bochy said, it starts with the pitching. And two guys just left. One was Sean Anderson. One was Tyler Beatty. And those two guys with Dickerson, with Yastrzemski, it's all coming together at the same time. And, Jeremy, I've known you since the Kansas City Royal days when you first got in the big leagues. It's that how many years we go back together. And, you know, when the young guys start to mesh and a team meshes, it's magic. So I'll just jump in with that question and let these guys talk. But you can feel it.
Yeah, no, it's really important, like, to see these young guys come up. And I think that's what Farhan was trying to figure out, was what guys are going to work. And then all of a sudden, it worked. And all of a sudden, it was like a situation where you got young guys with power, and they're hitting for power. And then all of a sudden, these young pitchers are starting to come in, and they're starting to throw strikes. And they're showing their talent a little bit. And the game has changed a little bit. So some of these older veteran guys aren't exactly maybe necessarily what the game's looking for. And you're seeing certain guys getting turned out because it's like the game's changed. But we still have to have young guys that are what the game is, and you're starting to see it. Now you got Dickerson coming in, hitting for power. You've got all these different guys hitting for power, and now all of a sudden you're seeing these young arms come in, and they're starting to, I mean, Beatty all of a sudden, 8 innings, right? Like, he's starting to show what he's worth, and he's starting to show why they have him. And we always knew he had the stuff. He just never seemed to want to be able to do it at the big league level, and you're starting to see it. And you see this, I mean, you see Sean now. Sean, I mean, this dude, Sean Anderson coming in, I mean, he's like Thor from the Mets. He reminds you, you know, stuff-wise. And even the day he came in, the first game he pitched, he had that, like, competitive aggression, you know, like,
he's got the look in his eye.
Yeah, he does it, you know. He's not intimidated, and he might not do what he wants to do, but he's not intimidated by it either. And so I think that's what they're looking for right now to be able to compete long-term, is those guys coming in, setting a mark. And I think that's what Farhan was trying to find and figure out, and he finally did. And you're starting to see it click, and now all of a sudden, I don't know if we should trade in. Maybe we're going to have to be buyers now. Like, and I think the Cubs series is going to prove it. I don't think they're bought into buying yet. I think they beat the Mets 3-4. They're not that great of a team. They beat Colorado. They're not playing real well. So you're like, all right, but they beat Milwaukee. Playoff contender. Cubs, that's a big series right here to tell Farhan what he needs to do. If they take two out of three from the Cubs, now you might need to think about buying because it's going to be real important. So I think that it's going to be real important that he that this series that they're playing right now, it's going to be important for Farhan to see how they play, to know what he wants to do, because he might have some good young talent right at his fingertips. You know?
Go ahead, Terry.
So with this bullpen, obviously you're a man of the bullpen. What similarities do you see with this bullpen today that maybe you've seen with previous bullpens that you've been a part of that have been successful?
Yeah, you know, the core four was an interesting bullpen, and it wasn't just the core four. I mean, people say the core four, but I mean, you got Wilson in there too, and that guy was really good, and so for me, you're looking at guys that have different arm slots. They throw the ball a little differently. They mix and match, but they come with competitive stuff. You're starting to see that, right? Smitty right there, Watson right there, and you got different guys. Maranta, you got sinkers and Dyson. You have a mix and match that you have similar. So you're starting to see them all kind of click. And you need those three, four guys that Boach can say, you know what, I can mix and match. I can throw him in the seventh, him in the eighth, him in the eighth, him in the seventh. You know, you don't have to always go with the same guy in the seventh inning. He was able to kind of figure out whatever that was in the lineup, that's who he'd go with. You're starting to see some similarities with that. And then you have young guys that are behind you that actually are good. And if you're not having a good day or your arm's not fresh, they have the ability to go ahead and fill in those spots. So you're starting to see that with this bullpen. Are there some bullpen arms that are probably tradable? Yeah. And that's how they can bring in some young guys, some guys they can build with. Who are they going to buy with? They don't want to sell Bumgarner. We can buy with these other guys because there's really talented bullpen guys in there that are not maybe the guaranteed 7th, 8th, 9th inning guys that can give you a return, but with some other young guys coming up that can actually do the job. And I think that that's what's similar to the bullpen that I saw with the Giants and some other bullpens I was a part of, but mostly the Giants.
Boy, great stuff. Great stuff. I'm glad to be here, and you're doing well with the Generation Alive.
Yeah, we're packed out, man. We're sold out. We're having a good time, and this place is hopping, man.
Sounds like a lot of money going on.
There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money going on in there, man. The free beer and wine help, but it's a good time, and I love, it's my favorite event of the year, so I love it. It's fun to see the different the community come out, but then also the sponsors are big because you're starting to see what big businesses actually want to give back to the community, and that's what you're seeing right here. You know, Macy's and Fitbit, and, you know, all these different groups are coming in. They want to give back. Players are coming out. Then you're getting other sponsors that have come up to me already today saying, I want my company in on this. And it's like, so you're gaining all that momentum. And you would think this year, I was thinking maybe might be a bad year because of the situation. It's just as good as all the other years. So
good for
it's
you.
Been great.
Good for you. Your enthusiasm is the leadership. So thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, glad to be here. Thanks, Jeremy.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
all
guys.
Right. That is Jeremy Effelt of Generation Alive.